A very good evening to all, huh? Brothers and sisters in the Dharma. So today our Thursday class is held at a different venue. We so happen to be in Malacca at the invitation of Aroka Buddhist Center. Because of that, we need to continue our Thursday Zoom session from Aroka Center. So hopefully the internet is okay. Oh, good. According to Jin, our the internet speed is okay. So we can zoom. Eh? So as usual, we will have our puja chanting. Eh? I think they already had all their puja things on the puja table. The flowers, eh? You can see from the camera, they have this Buddha Rupa with all the flowers, candles, and some offerings. Yeah? And the other side also, they had their offerings. Yeah? So let us now get ready, yeah, for puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadhā, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho bhagavā Buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi Svakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Pānātipātā virāmani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Ādhīna-dāṅdāṅ-vīra-mani-sikkhāpadaṅ-samādhiyāmi Kāmeso-vicācāra-vīra-mani-sikkhāpadaṅ-samādhiyāmi Bhūsāvaṅdāṅ-vīra-mani-sikkhāpadaṅ-samādhiyāmi Surang me ravya maja papang tatanada Vera pani sikha padang samadhyami Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu Okay, let us pay respect to Paja. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammaṃ pujayami. Sanghaṃ pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. I think we will reschedule the way we do our Thursday class. Huh? So instead of developing the awareness-based meditation, we just go into the understanding of it, huh? So that at least for those who are from Malacca, they can have better understanding of what is awareness-based meditation is. Because this afternoon, there are some who cannot understand what I meant by awareness-based meditation. So to them, awareness to them is like aware of what? It's like the thought asking the question, aware of what? The moment you ask aware of what means you don't understand what awareness is. Awareness is an understanding of the true mind. When your thought ceases, when there is no thinking, no sankhara activity, then there is this awareness nature within. That one all the time there. You can only realize that when the mind, the mundane mind, the thinking mind ceases. As long as the mundane mind is there, you will be preoccupied with the thought process. And because of that, you cannot be with that nature in awareness. So it's very important for us to understand what sati is. So sati is awareness before the knowing. Yeah? I will write it down. So sati is awareness before the knowing. So this word is very important. Yeah? Awareness before the knowing. What is knowing? How do we know things? We need to perceive it through memory in order for us to create a thought so that we know what the thing is through the thought. So this one, the knowing, comes from perception. Perception, which is basically respond to memory. So when you start to perceive, you cognize, then that perception become the thing that you know. Understand? So, which means the mind that is just in awareness before the arising of thought has become a thought. And this perception, which is in Pali, the Buddha called it sanya. So this sanya is an aggregate of mind. So when you understand this, means the thought through its aggregate of sanya has arisen. Then the moment you perceive because of your memory, your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system will start to create thinking, stirring, reaction of mind. That's why this awareness nature is already gone. That's why before the knowing means before you even perceive something, before you even create a thought. Means don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. That nature, which is just aware, is before the thinking, before the mundane mind arises. The moment thought arises, that awareness nature is gone. That's why it's not easy to realize that. So all of meditation that doesn't have this understanding will develop what they call the confusion of using the thought as the awareness. When you say aware of what do you mean? You think it's something that you must be aware of. Means you must know what the thing that you are aware of, isn't it? But the moment you are aware of something, you already create the thought, the perception, understand? That's why sati is mindfulness or awareness before the knowing. So this word you can add in is mindfulness or awareness before the knowing. When you are mindful, you are just aware. Aware means like the direct seeing. No word, no concept, no aggregate of mind. You just see things as they are, the awareness nature that is aware, like a baby, newborn, without memory. They cannot cognize anything, but they have perception, pure perception. They don't have words. They don't label anything. That's why they are very cute, very innocent. Then they just look. Like, So that state of mind is actually the true mind seed, the direct seed. But because baby don't have memory at that time when they are born, and they don't have the condition, the views, the opinion, the beliefs, that's why they cannot create thought. They cannot create aggregates of mind. They cannot arise the thinking. But when the parents or the guardian who look after the kid actually teach them how to actually recognize things, pronounce things, like learn how to say papa, mama, they start to learn by listening. They listen, then they look with the pure perception, then they like try to pronounce like what you pronounce, but they can't initially. You have to wait till after a month or two. Yeah. Then suddenly, when they like mumble something, you become excited. Oh, he's trying to learn how to talk. So that is how the conditioning of the brain develops the thinking from the memory, from the conditioning, the belief system, everything goes in. That's why after a living being goes through those phases, then they develop the thinking process, the thought process, the mundane mind starts to become active. Then from that moment onward, most living being or human being, they are only familiar with the thought. They don't know that when they are very young, newly born, they have a mind that is just pure awareness, that is just aware, no knowing. And because of that, it's very difficult for those who have not trained their mind to develop this awareness nature to understand what awareness-based meditation is. So, because of that, I have to use various skillful means to try to let you understand. That's why in the instruction, you always hear, when you do awareness-based, you must remember the four support. Remember? What are the four support? The four support for awareness-based meditation. Based meditation. What are the four? First one is relax. Very good. Okay. When you relax body and mind, do you think? You don't think either. You just relax. Feel yourself completely relaxed, at ease, with no stress, no tension, no problem. That is relax. Then number two, maintain awareness. Maintain awareness also, you don't think, understand? You're just aware before the knowing. So how do you do it? We are a human being, we have our physical senses, the five physical senses. Your eye, your ear, your nose, your tongue, your tactile. Then you have your brain, the sixth sense. So this sixth sense is the one that actually can create contact and give rise to thought consciousness. So when you maintain awareness, you don't create the knowing. There is an awareness before the knowing. So when you are aware, when there is sense contact, so most of the time when you are trying to meditate, informal meditation, what do you do? Yeah? You close your eyes. Of course, some meditate with the eyes open. But most people close the eye. So when you close your eye, that seeing consciousness sense space is not active. Understand? So what is active is your hearing, understand? Like here, you can hear the fan sound. Then the aircon, if you are sensitive, mindful, aware, you can hear. But when you hear the direct seeing, the direct hearing is different from the one that perceive, understand? That sense impression or that sense data that imprint on your hearing organ, that thing got no words. Maybe we use the word vibration. That's sometimes you say fan sound or aircon sound. The moment you have this word aircon sound, fan sound is the perception already. That is what your thought tells you. You are not maintaining awareness anymore. Awareness means what? Whatever vibration that come in, I don't label it. I aware. Aware means what? Just aware. No need to know. That's why I say, don't try to know. Don't try to know. And don't try to do. Because all knowing and all doing come from the thought. Understand? So when you don't try to know, don't try to do, means your mind is completely silent. It's just aware. That's why I use the word aware, finish. Aware, finish. Can follow. It cannot follow, you better let me know. Yeah? I am trying to explain to you in the most basic and easiest way to understand. But you have to give it a try. You must not use your thought and create idea of it and don't try. If you don't try, you never learn. You can ask me 1,000 times the question, but you will never learn. Because you keep on wanting to know. Wanting to know means the ego, the thought is active. That's why I say, don't try to know. Because awareness is, sati is awareness or mindfulness before the knowing. Can you silence completely and don't try to know? Initially, when you are not familiar, of course, your habitual tendency, you tend to perceive and label it with words, with concept. It's okay. Because this is what your mind has been doing all this while. But now, you want to reverse this understanding by developing inner awareness instead of perceiving and thinking. Understand? The moment you perceive, your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system, or whatever memory you carry, your phobia, your insecurity, this will actually cause you to stir your mind, to react, and to create emotion. Especially doubt, fear, worry, anxiety. And these are mental movements that arise because of habitual tendency, because of your views, opinion, and conditioning, and your belief system. So once you understand that, you see that, you maintain awareness, you don't try to know and don't try to do anything, then what happened to you? You are like a dead man, understand? A dead man means what? Nothing can disturb you, understand? Means all your senses, whatever sense data come in, like vibration or what, aware, finish, it cannot disturb you. Even itchiness, tactile also same. If you smell something, also same. The word doesn't come out, but the awareness of that thing, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, without words, is the pure see, the direct see, the pure, they call, essence of mind, aware. Or in Mandarin, they got a better word, wen xing. Whatever you can become aware of, wen xing. So the awareness nature is called wen xing. So like middle of the night, okay, when it's very quiet, very still, all of a sudden, there is a nature within you that is aware of that stillness, that tranquility. What is that nature? Well, that nature that arises and exists is an awareness. It's not a thought. Well, there is no sense data, is there not? Because when it's complete silence and stillness, there is no vibration, is there not? There is no sense data to imprint on the eardrum. And there is no hearing consciousness or sense of. Then what is it that is aware? That is your essence of mind, the awareness nature. They call it the wen xing. It can be aware. That's it. Finish. Away. Finish. Can follow. So after you have developed these two, both are without thought. Understand? Then the third one is what? After you relax, maintain awareness, you stabilize this awareness nature within. You just stabilize this. Means don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Be patient. Until suddenly you will come to understand what this true mind is, the silent mind is, the awareness nature. Because all the whatever thinking, sankhara activity or movement tuned to your whatever habitual tendency that you have not rooted out yet. Because throughout the day, when you live your life without heedfulness, without mindfulness, you don't have the stability or the spiritual faculty to prevent the mental hindrance from arising. So this mental hindrance, the five mental hindrance, sensual desire, ill will, the first two, they are most powerful. They keep on arising within your daily life. Every moment of seeing, you stir and react. Every moment of hearing, you do the same. Every moment of smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, your mind is heedlessly thinking, planning, scheming, worrying, reacting, verbalizing, and all those things, chattering. So because of that, you hardly have a moment of silence. You are hardly aware. That's why you are lost in thought. Because all these are your mental proliferation born of your views, opinion, and conditioning that stir your mind and cause it to react. So when it stirs, normally sensual desire and ill will means like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sensation. Throughout the day, while you live your life, at every moment of sense experience, seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought, you stir your mind through habitual tendency, through your delusion, through your heedlessness. What is going to happen to you? It is going to become habitual, understand? Because you keep on doing it until it becomes habits. That's why they call it habitual tendency. That tendency is always there, reacting, stirring. So when that habitual tendency and stirring is there, means you are creating mental hindrance of sensual desire and ill will all the time. Understand? And this mental hindrance of sensual desire and ill will, they are negativity of mind state. That's why they are called mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. When you keep on arising there until it becomes habit, then how can you be aware? Do you understand? That's why the understanding of this is very important. If your mind keep on doing this, means the mental hindrances are there. You have not developed the understanding to resolve it. Then similarly, the other mental hindrance, sloth and torpor, sleepiness, when you don't see the importance of this awareness-based meditation to develop the direct seeing, to develop the understanding and the awakening, then your mind will doze off. Because this is something you can't understand. It's like the subject doesn't interest you. You don't see the importance. That's why you develop sleepiness or tiredness. Then your mind becomes lethargic. So these are called mental hindrances. When you have this mind state, you cannot be aware. You cannot be in the meditative state. That's why it is a mental hindrance. It hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner awareness. So this inner peace and inner awareness is your awareness nature. It's your true mind. So knowing this, you go and investigate on the other mental hindrance. Restlessness of mind. Doubt. It's the same. Why is your mind restless? Why does it think a lot? Because there is problem, understand? Mental problem. You worry. Yeah? Then you have anxiety. You have fear, insecurity. So all this give rise to worry, anxiety, thinking. And because of that, the Buddha said, this is a mental hindrance. Because you worry. Something hasn't happened yet. But the thought project and create the fear, the worry, the anxiety. That's why the mind becomes like restless, cannot calm down, because there is something stirring and reacting. So that craving force that causes you to develop this type of mental activity is what that restlessness of mind is all about, that hindrance is all about. And most of the time, this restlessness of mind come about because you don't have Dhamma. You don't have wisdom. So when you don't have Dhamma, when you don't have wisdom, like this morning or this afternoon we discussed, the first noble true reality, when you confront them, you have problem. That's why you develop the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the unhappiness, the suffering. So because of that, restlessness become a major hindrance. And for this mental hindrance of restlessness to arise means you didn't keep your precept. Understand? If you don't keep your precept, you entangle with life, then you got a lot of problems. You worry about when you kill and harm, people come to know. Police come to know. When you cheat people, deceive people, you worry. Understand? When you commit sexual misconduct, you cheat on your spouse, you worry. When you tell lies, you scare people come to know, you worry. When you partake intoxicant and your consciousness affected, you worry. That's why fear, worry, anxiety leads to restlessness of mind, become a major hindrance. And especially people who have the first noble truth problem, like health problem, financial problem, relationship problem, they cannot sit still to meditate. They worry about that thing. And that worry is a craving force, very powerful. That's why it will hinder you from entering the meditative state. Then the last one is doubt. Doubt means you don't have faith in the Buddha and his teaching. You don't have the understanding of the Dhamma taught by the Buddha. That's why you have doubt. Is this what the Buddha said? Am I doing it correctly? So all this doubt is a result of lack of faith, lack of understanding. So how to counter all these five mental hindrances? The Buddha in the teaching make it very clear. You only have to develop the opposite five spiritual faculty, which is Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. If you have these five developed until very stable, the mental hindrance is gone, there is nothing to prevent from your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Why? Because the five spiritual faculty, you look at it. When you have faith, what happened to you? Your mind is very calm, you know, very composed. Because the faith is there. That's why there is no sensual desire. There is no ill will. There is no unhappy thought. No duality, nothing. The mind composed, calm. Then when you understand the importance of the Buddha's teaching, and when you come to understand how unique the Buddha is, you will develop what they call the great respect, yeah, and virya to cultivate this teaching. That's why the second spiritual faculty of virya is a spiritual tenacity. When you have this spiritual tenacity, when you know the importance of this teaching, you go all out to cultivate. So this spiritual tenacity, or zeal, Z-E-A-L, is very important. When you have this, the mental hindrance of sloth and torpor is gone. Understand? It cannot affect you. Then when you have sati, it means you are able to develop this awareness or mindfulness before the knowing. Before you know, there is no word, no concept in it. Means no duality and as well, no sensual desire, no ill will. But there is nothing inside that. Without word, without concept, the mundane mind cannot be there. That's why with sati, you realize sensual desire, ill will gone. With sati, restlessness of mind also gone. That is how the spiritual faculty counter the mental hindrance. Then with the faith, there is no more doubt. Understand? Then after that, you develop the stability of sati, leading to what they call samadhi, the fourth spiritual faculty. When you have samadhi, means you have a mind that is unwavering and collected. That is what samadhi is all about. So when you have this mind that is collected and unwavering, at the moment of sense experience, when you see something, hear something, smell, taste, or tactile feel, or think of something, what happens? Your mind does not stir, understand not? Where it's collected, unwavering. It can see things as they are. But the moment you stir, you are lost in thought, preoccupied with the thinking. Your mental conditioning, views, opinion, all this is already developing heedless thinking and heedless reaction to sense experience. So understanding this is very important. So when there is sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are, means your mind does not stir, does not react. That thing is just the way it is. Then you start to see nature's movement, the paticca sammuppada, how you function as a human being, how your mind arises and passes away, following the dwelling, paticca sammuppada that the Buddha taught. How, because of your lack of understanding, avijja paccaya sankhara, because you want to know, you don't understand. Wanting to know, wanting to experience, you start thinking. That's like avijja paccaya sankhara. When you don't have the understanding, you think a lot. Then you see this movement. Because of this wrong view, it creates stirring of mind, thinking activity. Then you also become mindful of how that sankhara create mental consciousness. When you develop attention of mind at the sense basis, the respective mind or consciousness arise. That's like avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana. Then from there, you input the content of consciousness, it becomes namarupa or namarupa. And that is your thought, your five aggregate of form and mind. When you start to perceive, when you start to develop the feeling and the movement, conditioning into craving. So perception, feeling, becoming emotion, all these are within your sankhara activity. That's why the mental states, the fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, all they can arise because of your wrong view, your conditioning, your belief system, and all those things. Even your phobia, scars of memory, insecurity, all these are in your memory. So knowing this, you need to really straighten your view, not to allow this to happen. Because the Buddha said, upon the arising of the five aggregate of mind, which is the thought process, that is the one that make you heedless. That is the one that conditions all the other links. That's why from form and mind, namarupa paccaya salayatana, the Buddha said, depend on this thought. There must be sense basis to make contact, otherwise it cannot arise. And because of that contact, there must be feeling. And when you don't have wisdom at the moment of sense experience, yonisomanasikara, you will stir your mind. That's a feeling, condition, craving. Craving is the response. You stir your mind, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. So you start to see all this. Then you start to see how you become angry, how you become fearful, how you become violent, how you are conditioned into various mind states. Then you start to develop this awareness to develop the clear direct seeing and understanding as to what this form of mind is. Well, this one is dependent originating, condition arising. Every of this movement is following the paticca sammuppada. And this is what the mundane mind is all about. This is not my true mind. My true mind can see all this and understand all this. Then I ask myself, my life, is that what I want? Every time heedlessly reacting, stirring, creating suffering, misery. If that is not what you want, you learn to develop the wisdom born of the direct seeing, which the Buddha always say, learn to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to truth. Means jnana-dasana, develop the wisdom, the direct seeing wisdom. Means seeing things as they are. So all this understanding will surface. Then you ask yourself, you contemplate, how can I see things as they are so that I don't stir my mind, I don't create the arising of this fear, worry, anxiety, all this negativity of mind state that has the errors of greed, hatred, and delusion. Means I must understand the word, seeing things as they are. Means the form and mind that don't have wisdom will have these views, opinion, conditioning, and negativity of mind state to stir and to react. So I come to know how the arising of the mental hindrance that are still not in me arise. Then if I continue to be mindful, aware, like I explained this afternoon, the third way, that mental hindrances, then I come to a very important understanding and awakening. All these mind states that arise due to the stirring of the mind born of heedless thinking, delusion, are dependent originated. They are not intrinsic. If they are not intrinsic, means they are not me. Well, when they arise and pass away, I did die. If they are not me, then how did it arise in me? Then who am I? What am I? This is how you inquire and go in. Then you come to realize not only they are not you, they are never intrinsic. Means your true mind has none of all this. All this come about because you have wrong view that condition you to stir your mind and create all this movement. So understanding this, we just reverse it, retrospectively reverse it. We straighten our view to allow that understanding to see things as they are. Means the world is the world. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Violent people do violent things. They are just the way they are. And whatever that arise within the conditioned world, the causes and conditions are already set, like the Buddha said, things will go that way. So that is the reality. We have to come to terms with that reality. We have to accept the reality and be at peace with it. Means never react, never stir your mind. Then we have this understanding or right view to come to terms with whatever that arises and be at peace. When we are at peace, there is no stirring, no mental hindrance. Then what happens? There is clarity, isn't it? There is awareness, isn't it? There is tranquility and stillness of mind. Then with that, I can see clearly and I can inquire what actually happened. Then I can develop the understanding to move. How can I resolve all this amicably? That's how Noble Eightfold Path fall into place. Then when you have all this understanding, then you realize the teaching is so beautiful. It can resolve all of your mundane so-called delusion or wrong view that conditions you to develop this negative emotion that condition your suffering. That's why you will wake up and you will not grasp and cling to the phenomenal world. The phenomenal world of consciousness, the phenomenal world of form, where they are dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, no reality, empty, anatta nature. So this penetrative insight will arise when you silence your mind in stability of awareness to observe and see without words. Then the understanding suddenly, like, it just arises within your nature. We call it the direct seeing. When you see it through the silent mind, it awakens to it. It's like suddenly it insight into that phenomenon and realizes universal characteristic that is no longer deluded and deceived. That's like the mind transform and become different. Then everything is just the way it is, following nature's law, following the paticca-samuppada. They have the pancha-niyama, the five universal order. The spiritual side is kama-niyama, chitta-niyama, and dhamma-niyama. So all this, you will develop understanding through your direct see, awareness nature. And this is how you meditate. Understand? That's why if you don't do these three, your awareness nature cannot stabilize. You can never understand what that thing is, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. That one that is capable of awakening, the direct seeing, capable of silently observing what is going on to realize the essential Dhamma that the Buddha teaches. So with these three, you stabilize your awareness nature until it becomes very stable, until it becomes a part of you, then you will understand what the Buddha teaches, and you will understand the unique code that I share. After it stabilizes, only you can do the fourth support. The fourth support is trust. Trust your nature to do. Do not allow the thinking mind, your memory, your views, your opinion, and your conditioning and belief system to come in and interfere with what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. Well, all this, you need the direct see to understand what is going on. Once the memory come in, the views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system come in, you can never see because it will condition you to perceive according to your views, opinion, and conditioning and belief system. And it's no longer the truth. You are not seeing things as they are. That's why trust means allow your nature to meditate. Silence everything and don't do anything. Stay at the heart hearing. Then because it is the awareness nature without thought, it can detect the gateway. Then your energy, external energy, initially because you lack the wisdom, they are yin-yang energy. Means it has yin and yang, positive and negative, the duality are there. So during that time, you need to develop the silent mind to locate the gateway. The moment it detects that gateway, all your yin-yang energy will just melt inside. You don't have to ask me how it happened. When it happened, you will know. But you have to be completely silent, very quiet. Your awareness nature must be very stable for it to arise. And when it arises, that is the most beautiful moment of your life. But after that, your yin-yang energy that melt through the gateway, the movement inside the transformation is via trust. No thought interference. So what happened was, these two types of energy, yin and yang, they melt in, they become transformed into pure energy. Well, that is the pure energy born of wisdom within your nature. Your nature is without defilement, without delusion, without any of those duality. That's why whatever that goes through the gateway, it will be transformed into pure energy. And when that pure energy goes in, goes through your system, that movement inside, you can see clearly. You know where it go. which nadi it activate, which part of your body it activate, then what is the byproduct, all you can know. Then it like heal you, cure you, transform you internally. This is the internal movement. But normal people, you don't have to do the fourth support. If you are only cultivating the sainthood way, to realize the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood, and fourth stage of sainthood, which is arahantship, you don't have to use the fourth support. The fourth support is only needed when you want to go through the bodhisattva way to cultivate the perfection to become Sammasambuddha. Okay? So hopefully with today's explanation, you can get it right. Then develop the faith to cultivate it. Okay? So I will maybe just stop here. Then I will continue with my unique code. I was told by Chin Hao the last one is code 59. Now we go to code 60. Okay, let me have a drink. Unique Dhamma code 60. All knowing born of your memories, views, opinion, and conditioned thought are just knowledge. Can you understand this? Can you understand this? Some of you can. Very good. See, if you meditate, develop the awareness nature within you, then you can understand what I say. What is knowing? When you say you know, means what? You have knowledge of that thing, isn't it? True or not? Knowledge is born of the mundane mind that perceive and know. But when you have wisdom, it's not a knowledge. That's not. Your wisdom is an understanding. When I understand, it is not a knowledge. It is wisdom. Because the understanding is not rigid. It frees you. Understand means the whole movement. Under that understanding, you understand. It's just like the analogy I give to you all when we are in the primary school, remember? We do the mathematics or arithmetic. They call only the four functions: addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. So if you are rigid, means addition, you will learn through memory, through knowledge. Then the teacher, when they teach, they say 2 plus 5 is 7. Okay? You remember that. But the teacher maybe didn't teach you about the medical understanding behind, the wisdom behind. Then after that one day, that student heard another teacher teach 4 plus 3 is also 7. So he put up his hand or her hand and said, wrong. My teacher said, 2 plus 5, 7. But 4 plus 3 is also 7 as well. So this is based on logic understanding. Even logical understanding can give rise to this understanding. Because all of addition is not a rigid thing. Understand? With any combination, as long as it is fulfilled the logic, the answer is correct. 6 plus 1 also 7. 0 plus 7 also 7. One is rigid, born of knowledge. The other one is born of understanding. Understand? That is a very simple analogy, although not a perfect match. Yeah? So, whatever knowing come from memory, come from your thought, where you remember them. That's why you say you know. That's why Krishnamurti say, what is there to know? Because all of your knowing is of the past, from memory, understand? Without memory, you cannot know anything. That's why the direct seeing, when you see things as they are, the Surangama Sutta say, perception of form is what? Consciousness. Yeah, you become conscious of it. The mundane mind perceive it, understand? From memory. Whereas it's non-perception is the direct seeing. The direct seeing things as they are, no word, no concept, and the sound. There is no perception. That is what awareness is. That's why whereas is non-perception is wisdom. Mahayana Sutta stated this clearly. Perception of form is consciousness, which is the mundane mind, knowledge base, thought base. Whereas is non-perception through the direct seeing is wisdom. Where you see things as they are without the word, that is the direct seeing. That will give rise to wisdom, not knowledge. You understand? That's why here is mentioned all knowing born of your memory, views, opinion, and conditioned thought, they are just knowledge, mainly Dhamma knowledge. They are not wisdom. So can you understand? Yeah? Okay, good. And then, unique code 61, very important. To meditate, you must use your true mind. So now, no more doubt. Eh? You understand why you must use your true mind. Because your thinking mind cannot see things as they are, cannot meditate, and always lost in thought, preoccupied with the thinking. So there is no way you can understand what is going on within life, within nature, within the moment. So to meditate, you must use your true mind. But the next part of the sentence is very important. But to live life, you must use your mundane mind. Because this is your form and mind. Vehicle and tool for you to come to this existential world. To live life, to experience life, to go through whatever cultivation and also coming. Whatever coming that you need to experience and go through. The form and mind is subject to the law of karma. So to come to this existential world, you need a form and mind. And you need to use this to live life. Otherwise, you can't come to this existential world. That's why without the karmic nature, without the form and mind, you cannot come to this existential world as a living being. Not only a human being, as a living being. If you can't be a living being, then how can you meditate to realize your true nature? Yeah, you need a vehicle and a tool to connect to that true mind, the silent mind, to develop the ability to realize that what they call your true nature, which is the true mind, the silent mind, or they call it the oneness nature. That oneness nature or your true nature is something that is very, very subtle, beyond thought, beyond mind, that only cultivator of the way can come into contact with and realize what that thing. And that one is very, very, very beautiful. That's why without that ability to realize that, you cannot meditate. That's why to meditate, you need the true mind. But when you come to this existential world to live life, you need to use the mundane mind. Because without the mundane mind, I cannot speak, I cannot communicate, I cannot do anything. But because of this form of mind, I can live. I only need to connect to develop the wisdom to understand the secret of life so that I know how to live life. So that I know this form of mind, although not me, but it has its duty towards nature, the law of karma. That's why of right duty is of the order of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. So all these teachings are clear. Huh? Okay? Then 62, quote 62. Your next quote 62. The timeless Dhamma. Timeless means what? Beyond thought, beyond time. So the Dhamma is akaliko, beyond thought, beyond time. That is timeless. Thus, you cannot use thought to meditate to realize the timeless Dhamma, because thought is psychological time. Instead, you need sati, or awareness, to realize this true Dhamma. Unless you meditate through awareness-based meditation to realize this, to understand this, you can never progress. You will get stuck. It's very obvious, isn't it? The Buddha, under the salutation to the Dhamma, explained it very clearly. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo, well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. And what is this Dhamma? The Buddha said this Dhamma is santitiko, can be realized in the here and the now. And this Dhamma is akaliko, the timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. If it's the timeless and can be realized in the here and the now, no need to wait for that, then how can you use an instrument which is thought to cultivate, to realize the Dhamma that is beyond thought? It's obviously not possible. That's why I say thought-based meditation is doomed. There is no way you can awaken. So you need to silence your mind, develop the awareness-based meditation to stabilize your awareness nature, to know what that nature is, and to use it to meditate, to awaken, to see clearly all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has taught us. Okay? So this one is now very clear. Instead of using thought, thought is psychological time. Understand that? You know what is psychological time? Right? We have two types of time, you know. Physical time is like physics, science. They measure by the rotation of our Earth around the sun. Understand that? 365 and a quarter day in a year. Then every day is 24 hours. This is physical time. Understand that? There is another type of time, you know, called psychological time, where you don't think, where you don't arise the thought. There is no psychological time. Do you understand? When there is no psychological time, what happened to your mind? Your mind is without thought, isn't it? Without thought is the true mind, isn't it? The tranquility, the stillness, the awareness nature. That is what you should realize. So when you are in that state, the Buddha call it beyond thought, beyond time. Because there is no thinking. There's a cessation of form and mind, the tranquility, the stillness, and the what they call cessation of form and mind leading to Nibbana, which is the enlightenment in the here and the now, can be realized. So this understanding is very important. That's why the Dhamma, which is akaliko, beyond thought and beyond time. So when your thought ceases, that nature arises. And that nature is your awareness nature. Then when you have developed the wisdom, the mundane mind realizes itself and ceases, then that time, the true mind, the pure awareness also ceases. That's how you go into the timeless, the unconditioned. You realize Nibbana. Okay? So with this, I think we will end. We stop at code 62. Okay? Then we have about 15 minutes of maybe Q&A. Oh, today, no meditation. No need to report meditation. Okay. We open it up. Anybody wants to ask any question or add to what I have shared? Yes, Joy. Yeah.
I actually, tonight, I feel really blessed to be able to really have this first feeling of hands-on guidance and training that actually I've been looking forward to. And I really must thank you today, especially on this Vesak auspicious day. Thank you.
Let us rejoice. Thank you. It will help you because you have the faith. And you are very determined to develop the understanding,
Yes.
and you have improved actually your variety, the learning or the teaching, you have improved. Then your awareness, now from here on, you will be able to develop it and do it and stabilize it. Then not long,
yes,
you will progress. You will become very different.
Thank you. I hope so.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Yeah. And having followed you through your Zoom classes,
yeah,
even on this meditation,
correct, correct,
it's not as effective as
tonight,
yeah, lah.
Because we are here in person.
Yes.
When in person and listening to the Zoom is two different things.
Yes.
That's why those who come to my Thursday class or Tuesday class or even Sunday class, because they are with me, my nature, my vibration, it goes in on. And they can understand better, very much faster.
And if you notice that every Tuesday and Thursday class, I'm not in your class.
Correct, correct.
Because when I attend your class, then after that, because it ended actually
quite late, yeah.
And then when I want to sleep, I start to reflect what you have thought, you know, you have
okay,
shared.
Okay.
And I keep on contemplate and reflect on it, and it actually disturbed me in
correct,
the sleep.
Correct. Because when you try to know that one, don't try to know. Because you think by remembering or reflecting and developing the understanding, you can have the wisdom and you can put it in memory and store it up and thinking that you know. That is knowledge. Forget
that,
about it.
That was my mistake.
Yeah, forget about it. Listen attentively, then just finish off with it. Understand? Then after that, when you have nothing to do, you can reflect. You can contemplate. Why did Brother Theo say this? You don't try to know. Trying to know is creating thought. No? Understand? No? But when you inquire, why did Brother Theo say, don't try to know, don't try to do, then you are not trying to retrieve from memory. You know? So, then you inquire, no? Why? Huh? If I try to know, then you put to test. Understand? If I try to know means, like Brother Theo say, I'm creating thought. But who is trying to know? The thought is trying to know. Who is trying to do? The thought is trying to do. Oh, when you realize this, you awaken or not? Oh, you're so simple, so cannot see. All along has been like that. It's actually so simple. But people find it very difficult to accept that. Don't try to know. If I don't try to know, how can I understand the logic of the mundane mind, the knowledge, thought-based mind? Well, I must know before I understand, they say. The real understanding, wisdom, is not the knowing, it's not the knowledge. It's an understanding. You realize it, you awaken to it, you see the delusion in doing all those things which are logical according to mundane logic. Like the Buddha, after he realized the truth, he realized the opposite of what living beings do. Just like what happened to me in 1989. I tell myself, how can I share this teaching? It's completely opposite of what the Buddhist community is doing. They are doing thought-based meditative training. And they have a lot of this thought-based dhamma, which will not lead to the direct seeing, the awakening. Then a lot of things that I realize is not written even in the book and even seldom talked about. So because of that, I didn't do anything. I just let things be. 89 until 2004, for 15 years, I didn't do anything. Until Yun Chan came and request my nature to come out to share. So dhamma is like that. When you listen attentively, then when you have the faith, you inquire, then it will come to you. Because I think this is the third or fourth time, I think, I see you here. The first two times, I think that time, you were very raw, very new. like blur, completely very confused.
Here, second time.
Maybe more than that. I have seen you more than that.
Maybe
earlier on. Earlier. No, in the class, you came for the gathering, I remember. The gathering, you had a fit. But more important is, if you can maintain this type of faith and develop the understanding that you listen attentively, then from now onward, after you understand this, you go in and do step like this, then theoretically, I say technically, theoretically, you don't have to attend physical class. You can develop understanding from listening to my video, listening to my sharing. Because the voice and the vibration when they come out is from the silent mind, from the Unicode. And if you have done this, you straight away understand.
Yeah, I always listen to your tape, not once, but many times.
Many times, yes. In fact, you ask Pocheng, they are Alicia, they are Engby, they are a lot of them who has developed the understanding, even Song Liu. Once they hear, they will know what this thing is. Then their understanding keep on becoming more stable, more stable, more stable. It's like Song every time he shared. Last time when he listened, he thought he had developed the understanding. But later on, as the years of cultivation continue, he realized there are some more deeper aspects of the understanding of the Dhamma. Because this teaching, direct from that nature, is direct from the heart. And that one depends on your understanding. If your cultivation is only up to this level, you can only receive so much. Beyond that, for the time being, they cannot receive. But later on, as they progress, they will receive. They will understand what that thing is. So for your case, it's very good. Today, it actually touches you, like make you realize all along this has been repeated and mentioned and said so many times, but it makes sense and give rise to understanding only tonight. Why? Because you have the faith, you have the condition to receive it. That's why this coming is mainly for you. Understand?
That's why I told Song, I said, tonight I must come.
Yeah.
I must face my fear.
Yeah. And because of what you have done, I think over the past 3-4 years, I think. Before the pandemic, I came once in the after the pandemic. Now you are so different. Last time you have a lot of stress, you worry a lot. Now you are so much more serene.
Yeah, I
so
find different. Myself now like
more calm.
More calm,
more serene,
very quiet.
Quiet,
you know?
Different.
And I don't judge people.
Correct.
More forgiving.
Yeah, more forgiving and more loving. More loving,
more
understanding. Because you become sensitive after you learn all this.
Able to accept people for
what they are. That is a very important one. And that one will transform your life. Because when you do that, you realize you seldom get angry, seldom get agitated, seldom become unhappy. Even your husband can feel that you are different. Definitely she will feel it. Maybe he dare not say it to you, but he will sense it. Because a lot of the Kayamita told me, their spouse actually observed and saw the changes. But a lot of them, they are happy with whatever changes that their spouse gone through. That's why there were a few the wives of the Kayamita, they keep on telling the husband, he said, you better go and attend Brother Teo's class. Yeah, he realized after he attend, he go back, he become better. He become different, more understanding. Then develop understanding of life. Then like have, like what you say, become more tolerance, understand not? More acceptable, acceptance. Then you speak in a different way. You no longer, like in the past, speak harshly, take things for granted, and simply say things that hurt people. You no longer do that. Like in your own words, you say, you come to observe, you have become more calm, more peaceful, more tolerant, more respectful, and you can accept people for what they are. And that is a very beautiful realization, transformation. Not many people can do that.
But I need to develop my...
Definitely, your awareness nature, you must stabilize it. Because from now onward, to stabilize this become very easy already. After what you hear today, and the recording come out, you listen to it again, it will just zoom in. Because from what you actually share just now, it means it has touched you already. Your faith and understanding has actually bring about that joy. That's why you say. And this is spontaneous. Though. You didn't plan that speech, you know, understand? Yeah, it just comes like that. And this is what you felt. That's why you have joy. And you express your gratitude, your thanks. And you share all this, which is very beautiful. Then once you have this understanding, when you develop the awareness-based meditation, you will go into it and stabilize and develop the understanding very fast. But you must not be complacent. Means when you do it already, when you get it, don't be complacent. Continue to do. Develop the faith and develop the virya until it's stabilized. Once it's stabilized, then everything I wrote in that book, Straight from the Heart, you go and read, become different again, become very clear again. Just like what Song did, he took this book, he go and read, he become very different. So after that, you read the Heart Sutta, different again. Your understanding different again. Then if there is a retreat, end of this year or when, I don't know, we haven't decided, we have to wait for Fajan Sifu. You come for the retreat if you can. Then from that retreat, you become very different. You will become very, very different. Po Cheng become different is because I go through this Heart Sutta book through the Zoom for 8 months. And he get to learn this. Because last time he was never here. She was Singapore. But when I went through this for 8 months to explain the Heart Sutta, yes, at the retreat, I cover it in 8 days. As opposed to the Zoom 8 months. So he get to learn all this because he was very new. She don't have Dhamma base. She never hear me speak all this until that Zoom session. Once she starts to understand all this, and her faith very strong, she just pay attention to my words, and he just follow instruction, without doubt, with the faith, and just do. That's why she progressed very fast. And I was really surprised and amazed at the speed she progressed. She's so new. And yet the thing that happened to her when she shared, it was so beautiful. Even the sister also, don't believe. Then the sister told me, the sister Han Angel, Zibran Dio, if it's not my sister tell me that, I won't believe her. Because her sister is like, she actually wanted to help the sister. Yes, Han himself actually developed the meditation earlier. Then she later on attended my class, then came with another Kayamita Chris. They used to discuss Dhamma with me. So at that time, they believe they have developed a lot of understanding and honesty. So he wants to help the sister. The end of the sister came and become so different and so much more advanced in the understanding of the cultivation. Because she do awareness-based meditation, the sister, Oche. But this sister, they want to help him do mostly energy field, jhana. That's why the two very different. Her training is not bad. Actually, the sister's training is not bad. She can go into the jhana. She developed the calmness. She developed some form of understanding, but not the penetrative one born of awareness space. Because they go into that jhanic state, the jhanas. They don't know how to release it out and develop the daily mindfulness. That's why they cannot see things as they are. They cannot develop the direct seeing, the awakening. Then now the sister in Singapore, watching, try to help her back. by advising her what to do. Of course, sometimes she comes down to DJ, stay with her or stay with her friend. When they do meet up, they talk down. Until now, the sister also respect her. So that is what will happen. When you have the awareness, you transform, then all the other people who come to you later on, they will respect you. Well, you will speak differently. You will have different understanding of what this thing is. And that is the beauty of this Buddha Dharma.
Thank you, Brother. Thank you.
Sadhu,
thank you.
Rejoice. Thank you. Oh, exactly 10 o'clock. Huh? So we need to end. Huh? Sorry. Thank you so much. Let us rejoice with the good sharing and condition developed by Sister Joey. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because tonight we have to sort something out. Huh? So we need to actually stop early. Huh? I think it's just nice. So let us share marriage, huh? Starting with the devas. Aka satta chya bhumata deva naga mahindika punyantang anumoditva chiram rakkhantu loka sasana itta vata jamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo vasatu kalena sasa sampadi heto cha pito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punya kamina mame pala samagamo sattan samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sasa okay, you can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Eh? Then we will end the whole Dhamma sharing session. Sadhu.